Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of August 2018. Supreme Court has held that scheduled castes or tribes can avail benefit of reservation in government jobs only in their home states and cannot access quotas in other states where they might have migrated. Supreme Court, while disposing an SLP filed by Kannur Medical College, directed the college to pay an amount of Rs 1 crore from the cost imposed by the court to the Chief Minister's Flood Relief Fund, Kerala. Supreme Court has disposed of a petition filed by the NHRC 15 years ago seeking transfer of the 2002 Gujarat riot cases outside the state, apart from other directions, on the grounds of faulty investigations. Supreme Court has expressed anguish over the center's failure to provide details about the criminal cases pending against lawmakers and politicians in various courts across the country. Supreme Court has said that in narcotics cases, more drugs are smuggled from inside the Malkana rooms in police stations where materials seized by the police during investigation are stored, than outside. Supreme Court has given green signal to the Experts Committee under Principal Secretary of Delhi Government's Urban Development Department to draw a plan to clear the landfill sites at Ghazipur, Balaswar and Dokhla. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state to prohibit indiscriminate strikes in the state in certain departments like that of Education, Public Health, Transport Service, Public Works Department, Irrigation and Revenue. Uttarakhand High Court has declared fatwas as unconstitutional and illegal, saying that it infringes upon the statutory rights, fundamental rights, dignity, status, honor and obligation of individuals. Rajasthan High Court has ruled that the study of biology is not a necessary condition to pursue MBBS. Kerala High Court has dismissed a PIL seeking a directive to the central government to allow foreign aid for carrying out relief and rehabilitation of flood victims. Kerala High Court has held that the input tax credit cannot be granted to a dealer when the registration of the selling dealer was cancelled by the department after the purchase. Rajasthan High Court has suspended the life sentence awarded to two persons convicted for their role in the bomb blast in the Ajmer Dargah in 2007. Delhi High Court has cleared the cases of admission of candidates with hearing impairments, specific learning disabilities and blood disorder-related disabilities into MBBS this year. Delhi High Court has suggested several measures to curb adulteration in eatables, especially fruits and vegetables. Delhi High Court has noted that there may be some stray cases where private pharmaceutical companies may be involved in illegal oxytocin supply, but it is not rampant. Madras High Court has directed the Commissioner of Greater Chennai Corporation to transfer all the officials presently serving in the vigilance cell of the corporation en masse within 4 weeks. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Cuttack has held that the late fee under Section 234E of the Income Tax Act cannot be levied while processing the TDS statement as it was beyond the scope provided under Section 200A of the Income Tax Act. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission has held Unitech Limited guilty of deficiency in service for over 10-year delay in handing over possession of flat,